Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
People, when they text, when they write LOL, now it really doesn't mean laugh out loud. Mostly it's just like I find that mildly humorous.
Correct.
That's what the story is. For me, I have different levels. If I go small LOL, I found that amusing, but I didn't actually laugh out loud. LOL. Like, that's funny, but you didn't get an audible. It's lowercase HAHA. Pretty funny. I'll probably tell somebody about this.
Is that before LOL or after?
They're about the same.
Okay.
Depends on how it hits.
Yeah, but they're about in that. They're in that lowercase same. If it's lowercase, same category.
Okay.
Uppercase LOL. You probably got a little like
you
one of those
laughed out loud.
Like not a full guffaw, but like this. Like if you were like, "Hey, Bobby, that joke," I'd be like, "That's LOL uppercase." Now, if I go uppercase HAHAHAHAHAHA, I laughed out loud.
You're rolling on the floor.
No, I don't. I've never got on the floor.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has. Why does that even exist?
But HAHAHA all caps is when I'm laughing out. I'm like, ha! And then I'm telling, and I'm screenshotting it, sending it to somebody.
Wow. I didn't know there's just such a breakdown.
Yeah, there's definitely levels. Like if I'm like, LOL. If I do LOLZ, LOLs, that's me making fun of somebody.
You know, you can tap a text and you get a heart or a thumbs
ooh,
up.
Oh, that's a good thing,
or a
too.
Ha-ha.
Yeah.
Go. Like, what's the tap, ha-ha?
That's great. Courtesy, right?
Great. No, mm-hmm. I never tap ha-ha unless I think it's mildly funny. I will tap ha-ha if it's slightly more funny than lowercase H-A-H-A.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I will tap the ha-ha. It's not full guffaw.
Right.
But it's in the middle of the two. Now, I rarely tap the heart unless it makes my heart feel warm. I don't tap, because that's thumbs up. Thumbs up's a like. Thumbs up's like I read it, understand it,
Oh. Cool.
The heart is, man, that is really nice, or that is really great, or that makes me feel warm in my heart. Ha-ha is a little funnier than lowercase H-A-H-A. The thumbs down, that sucks. I hate to hear that, Yeah. Or I don't want to do that. And then the exclamation point is when I'm trying to remind somebody to go read that text. Like, I sent this, you haven't responded
yet.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, exclamation point. That's my whole like pyramid of.
Isn't the exclamation point supposed to be like a exactly? That's what I was saying.
Well, it can be to you.
Okay. Now, I use it as like, oh, cool, like exciting. That's I love. Uh-huh. Like,
and
I
that's
love
probably
that.
What it is. But if I'm hitting it, I don't get that excited about anything. If I'm hitting it, it's because I need to go look at this text message I sent and you've ignored. The cool thing now the phones have is you can now reply to a text from 5 or 6 up and it reprints it down at the bottom.
Yeah.
And shows what exactly they're replying to. Which is pretty cool.
That's
cool.
Helpful.
But the whole story was LOL doesn't mean laughing out loud anymore. Unless, sometimes, and you guys have never seen this from me. It's only existed a couple times ever. Brace yourself. Uppercase.
capital letters. LOL.
Oh, wow. That's really funny.
That's after the capital.
That's the highest you can be.
I have to go look back in my text.
Capital, la.
I just checked my phone and I got a tap ha ha from you the other day. So I'm like,
what'd you say?
Okay. I don't want to say.
Oh.
I mean, we could, I guess.
One of those dirty jokes you send me?
No.
All right, let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Once a month, I've been a team player. When my wife wants to have ladies' nights, I make myself scarce. I know my role. But now I want to have some work friends over for some cards. And it's all drama. My wife has shot down any idea to have these guys over for poker and beers this weekend. Oh, and no, she doesn't want to play. She's just being difficult. What's the best play to get her to go out with the girls without making it into a bigger deal than it needs to be? Signed, DJ. Amy, I'm coming to you here because he's having an issue with his wife.
I feel like the obvious thing here in like a gentle way is to remind her like of how she has girls over and you go do stuff and it's good for her. Like that probably fills her cup up and you need your cup filled.
I don't know that she has girls over to the house. Oh. It sounds like she's having girls nights.
Oh, okay.
And
he said he made himself scarce though.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's like him leaving the house and giving her the home.
Yeah, good point, Amy.
Yeah.
So I just feel like he can remind her of that. Like
I need to know who these dudes are. If they're slobs, if they're slobalicious, we don't need to have them over at the house.
But
they're his friends, though.
But he can clean up. He should promise, I'll clean up everything.
Now we're getting somewhere.
You don't have to do anything. No expectations. I'll handle the food, the drinks, the cleanup. Like, I want you to go have your time, and I really would love to do this with the guys. And then maybe, to your point, like you say all the time, Bobby, compromise, even though she's already having girls' night, does he need to throw something else on the table? Like, is there something that you would like to do that I can help support? That's what I would do.
I like it. I hear
a
dude wanting to bring his dudes over, and she says no. I think it's probably because the dudes he's bringing over. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I don't think anyone's going to go, well, I get to do this, but I'm not letting you do that. If it's the same thing.
He did say work dudes. He could also remind her, hey, like, this is good for my work environment. You know, my job's important to me. Stuff like that.
What Amy's point is you need to perfect your presentation.
Build your case.
Don't just get angry.
Don't get angry. If you get angry, you're asking for trouble. Mm-hmm. There's no anger here. We need to be gentle, concise, calm, understanding.
I think, too, you can even write out all of the points that Amy is making, but all of your points, and then present them to her spoken. And it's easier whenever you could get upset about something to actually communicate that because you've already written it down.
Make a list of all the reasons why this would be good for you. And then in a different column, make a list of all the reasons why you love your wife.
I love a column.
Read those. Read those to her at the same time.
I like
it. And in one of the things that you love about her, it's how she's willing to compromise.
Oh, I don't know. I'd try that one because I think she's going to see right through that one.
No, sometimes I have to do this with my kids. Like, I remind them that they're kind. Like, I say, you're a kind person. Like, this is not kind. But, like, you're reinforcing. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I am kind. Mm-hmm. So I should be kind. He could do that.
I like it. Here's what Amy says, and I'm on her side, that you just need to perfect your presentation as to why it would be fair for you to get to have this. You also have to live up to your end of the bargain that you give her.
Yes.
If you say you're going to clean up, if you say, then it's over.
Yeah. You just screwed yourself.
Oh, wow. Okay. There you go.
For next time.
DJ, good luck. I think this will work for you. This is coming from a wife herself.
Yeah.
I just think there's something wrong with these dudes and the wife knows it.
Yeah.
But we'll make sure.
Talk to your boys and be like, hey, guys, don't be messy slobs when you come over.
Play it cool. All right. There you have it. DJ, good luck. Hit us back once you have tried this. If this doesn't work, we'll send her like a cameo from Ray or something begging.
Yeah.
That'd be good. All right. That's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
One of the questions I get asked most by listeners is, hey, we're coming to Nashville. Where can I see famous people? And the first thing I say is never expect to see them on the weekends because most artists, not always, but most, that's when they make their money. They're out on the road. And never expect to see them in the places that the internet tells you to go if you're coming to Nashville because they're not going to go to Broadway
or to the real touristy places. So that's where I tell them not to go. And then there are some places you could always check out. But Eddie and Raymundo both ran into a celebrity in the wild accidentally. Eddie, you're first.
I'm telling you.
Don't say which one, though.
I won't.
Okay. You're not saying who?
Oh, no, I'll say
no,
who.
No, which location.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you want to come to Nashville and see a celebrity, you need to go to Target and park right in front of the door and watch everyone go in and out of the store. I guarantee you will see someone because I saw Hillary Scott of Lady A. And
I don't know why.
Come on. I was with my son. We're waiting to pick up something. Just watched everyone go in and out. And I'm like, hey, look, son, that's Hillary from Lady A. He goes, that's Lady A. I'm like, yeah, Google her. We Googled her. He's like, that sure is, Dad.
That's amazing. Cool. I mean, Target, I would say, what day of the week was it?
It was a Sunday evening.
So she maybe got, if she had been gone, she's back in town.
Where's the picture?
I don't take pictures.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Why would I?
Picture going to do?
Prove it. I mean, I can say I saw anybody.
But we believe him. That's not.
Oh, I wouldn't make that up.
Okay. Who did you see, Lunchbox?
I saw George Strait, Garth Brooks, and Taylor Swift.
Where?
Together?
They were all three grocery shopping at the Kroger. I won't say what location.
Together or like randomly?
They all three walked out. It was first Garth walked out, then George walked out, and then Taylor walked out. It was crazy.
So he's lying.
Yes, yeah. He is.
And I told my son, I said, hey, look, that's George, that's Garth, and that's Taylor. And he goes, really? I said, yeah, Google him. And he did, and there they were.
Okay, but Eddie, yours
is
real.
He's making fun of me. Mine's a true story.
But we believe you.
Thank you.
Yes. Raymundo, tell us your story.
Yeah, I was at Red Door Saloon, and these couple ladies down on their luck. They're in their 50s, I would say. They hadn't had a good
luck.
Well, they said they'd paid like $1,000 downtown at overpriced drinks. And I said, well, you're at the right spot at Red Door. Prices are discounted. And I said, and I guarantee you in the next hour, your luck's going to change because I bet a country artist is going to walk in. So we started the clock for an hour. And it was like 30 minutes in, and a lesser name country artist came in. Her name's Nora Collins. Not very well known. She has like 20,000 Insta. And I go, let's keep waiting it out. I guarantee this is a bar known. Miranda and Blake met there. So it is a huge mecca of country artists. What do you know? 45 minutes in, Kip Moore, baby.
That's a good one. That's cool.
Did you say hi to Kip?
Yeah, I was talking to him, videoing him. He was talking to everybody with our group. He said hi to the ladies.
You were videoing him while you were talking to him?
Yeah, I did one of the fakes where I act like I was doing a picture. And I was like, it's a video. It's a video. And then I was recording the whole time.
Oh, my gosh.
That's legit.
No, it does not.
Yeah, see, we don't want to annoy
That's
them
why
like
people,
that.
Yeah, they don't want to hang out with us.
Wait.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
Target, Red Door.
Very different lives.
Hey, did you see anything? What was Hillary Scott getting from Target?
I don't know. She was walking out with a cart.
Oh.
Whatever was in the cart, she's walking out.
Did you watch her go to what kind of car?
I didn't watch her go to her car.
And if he did,
why would I?
Follow her home. Where's her house?
I don't think he would share what's her license plate? No, no.
It's like, why do I care that?
I mean, that's crazy, dude. Yeah. I mean, that's the interesting stuff people want to know. They want to know, like, what was she wearing? Like, what?
I don't remember.
guys.
Maybe a sweater.
I never thought to myself, I wonder what she was wearing.
Good. Yeah. I didn't either.
Not once. Thank you, guys.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Christine Smith was driving down the road in Riverside, California, when she heard a pop. She's like, oh, must have got a flat tire. And she pulls over. Psh, car goes up in flames. And her husband's in there with her granddaughter. And he grabs the granddaughter, gets her out. Well, she just had knee surgery. And she can't get out. Well, luckily for her, Elton Ward was driving down the road, pulled over, went and pulled her out of the car as the car went all the way up in flames, and she's okay.
Shouldn't they have these cars now where they don't just blow into flames?
They should.
Yeah, and can't you hit a button that, like, shoots your door off so you can get out?
Oh, I wouldn't want that, because I'd probably do that just to test
accidentally
it.
Accidentally hit it?
Well, yeah.
While you're driving?
I mean, well, yeah, that's a big one,
too. Or your kids would do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, the door shooting, I don't agree with.
Bad idea, Len.
Yeah, but never mind.
Good story. A dude stopped and saved their lives. It's awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my sleep number setting is 30. My sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
There's a drive-thru worker at a Popeyes in New Orleans, and she likes to sing the customer's order back to them. So, do you think this is fun or frustrating? Here you go. Here is the exchange between her and her customer.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Keeping it real over here. That's what we do. What can I get you, baby?
Let me get a number 8, please.
Spicy or mild?
Spicy.
And what side are you going to talk it like it's hot?
Red beans.
Anything else? Cajun rice or coleslaw?
That's it, love. Trying to wash that waistline.
Wash that waistline. You hear me? So that's a 3 spicy tenor with the red bean barbecue sauce. Twerk that thing with strawberry off the rocks. You hear me? 9 foot or something. Keep it real. Ride it out, baby.
You already know, love.
All right. Come on around, honey. Dumpling.
I love it.
Honey dumpling.
A lot of people were online talking about how annoying it was, but I think it sounds pretty fine.
It's amazing. I love it. It's so great.
I guess the only way that I would be annoyed is if I was already in a bad mood. And when you're in a bad mood, you don't want anyone else being in a good mood around you. Yeah. That's awesome, right? You drive up. And that's a viral gog on YouTube. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I hope someone sees that works there and that's gone viral and gives her a raise or something. Maggie's on the phone. Maggie, who lives in Nashville. We talked about this on the show. She ran into Lunchbox and said, hey, if you buy my dinner, I'll call the news, because that's been his goal. Just for anyone to call the news and talk about how cool, how nice, how giving he is. So Maggie's on. Maggie, good morning.
Good morning.
So we talked about you.
Hi, Lunchbox.
Good morning, you little rat.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Maggie, you heard the story. What did you think about it?
Lunchbox's recollection of this is very different from my own. My friends and I were sitting at a table, and my friend's husband had some beer cans in front of him. I did not. And the first time I yelled out, "Hey, Lunchbox, if you buy my dinner, I'll call the news." He said, "Oh, I would if I had Bones' card."
Bones'
card. And so then I tried again to get him to do it, and I recorded it, and that's the time that he said no.
Oh, you recorded it?
But...
Oh, see, yes, now you shouldn't be recording celebrities in the wild. It's very rude.
Well, Lunchbox, you told me to call in and tell the show about this.
Oh, my God.
Well, I did because.
Oh my God!
But what I told her.
Oh my goodness! And now he's telling listeners to call the phone lines.
No, lunch. I told her to call and say I bought your lunch or dinner, and she was like, "Yeah, yeah, that's what I'll do." I didn't know she was going to rat me out and tell that I didn't buy it. Like I could get.
So you two said for one. No. You said no. I'm not doing it. But would you please call and say that I did?
Yeah, basically trying to get her to make me look good, but it didn't work out.
Maggie, go ahead. What would you like to say?
I don't think that that's necessarily how it went. It was more like, hey, I'm going to let the show know that I tried. And he's like, yeah, yeah, you should call him about it. That being said, I have a proposition for Lunchbox. If he would like to make the news, because I really was going to call the news, my friend is the chief investigative reporter at one of the local stations.
Well, why didn't you tell me that? Why did you see you leave out these details? Why did you leave that out? You could have said that then. You were just like, oh, I'm just going to call the news. And then she bragged that she's so smart she was on Wheel of Fortune. I mean, I understand. Like, I mean, yes.
All right, hold on. Maggie, go ahead.
If he would like to make the news, the chance to buy my $6 dinner has passed us. But if he'd really like to make the news, I do teach kindergarten. If he'd like to come read to my students, I could maybe have the news here, take some pictures.
Pretty solid.
I mean,
can you do it?
I mean, yeah, I'll do that to get on the news. I don't know what the news story is, though. I came to read to kids. I mean, I didn't do anything like Shaq. Do I have to buy the kids lunch, too?
You could.
No, that's a lot of kids. You're supposed to say no.
Okay.
Take some donuts or something.
Maggie, I will let you guys figure this out, but maybe Lunchbox makes the news because...
Do you think a news group where they could do like a documentary?
Oh, my gosh. Why do
you Netflix special?
Give him an inch. It takes...
I'll let you two handle this, but she says she can call it a mile.
A mile. Okay. So,
Lunchbox's goal is to be on the news.
Yeah.
So, Maggie, maybe we can organize where the news comes out. I don't know if she can or not. What if you go and there's
sounds
no
like
news?
She can.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I think she's going to do. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll get the news. I'll get the news. And then I show up at the class and I got to read. No news.
Okay, but would that be the worst thing ever?
I mean, it's not getting me on the news.
But it'd be the worst thing ever that you went and read to some kids.
Not the worst, but it would be.
You've
like,
done it before.
It would be deflating that I was promised the news and I got the booze.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work.
Like, okay. Boo-hoo, bunch of crying kids.
All right, Maggie, you've been on Wheel of Fortune?
Yes, I have.
Did you win any money?
I won $2,000, yes.
Wow. Did you win your game?
I did not.
All right, we got to go. All right, so. I'm just kidding. Maybe we can organize this where Lunchbox can go up and his dream of being on the news will be fulfilled.
I can make it happen. I'm confident.
I love it.
Okay.
Hey, man, just imagine. This is what I get on the news for. Instead of being a hero, I get to go read to kids, and that's what it gets me on the news.
Does it matter what he reads?
No, I'll do the crack one. The one that got the
crack in my butt.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The one that got a vice principal.
Yeah, I know. What's it called?
Fired.
My butt needs a new crack? My butt's got a crack in it?
My butt needs fixing or something because it's got a crack in it.
I'll let you guys handle that. Maggie, we're going to put you on hold. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Okay, so we selected and pick a bit. We voted and Scuba Steve's segment is up. Hey, Scuba, so your cell phone bill was much higher than you anticipated. Why? What happened?
Hundreds more dollars,
he said.
Than I anticipated, and it came from the courtesy of my wife texting me saying, what the hell are you doing with international phone calls?
International phone calls.
Yes. So we've talked about scams a lot in the show recently, and then the cell phone robocalls. So I'm the kind of person, when you get those, I do a couple different things. If I'm busy, I pick it up and hang it up so it goes away. If I have some free time, I'll pick it up and I'll talk to them. Or if I'm at the house, my son will pick up and he'll talk to them for however long the conversation goes.
So you've been talking to these people that are trying to scam you out of money or sell you a warranty.
Yes, which they're not going to scam me because I know what they're up to. I just kind of want to. It's for me. It's a release. It's fun for me to do these things.
Do you ever learn anything from them?
Sometimes I learn about their family because when my son intervenes and has a conversation, they start talking about their kids and their wife and their home life. He kind of breaks down the walls with them, gets a little personable. For me, I've learned that these guys are not as bad as they say they are. They're just trying to make some money.
And you wasting their time keeps them from calling other people.
Yes, exactly, because they're not getting anything out of me.
So like, what countries have you talked to?
The Philippines.
Oh, wow.
India. I've talked to people over in England. I've talked to people all over the world. Haiti.
And you didn't...
Haiti?
And you didn't think that it could have been... Amy's kids' uncles.
Yeah. That's right.
Could have been. Well, I figured they're wasting my time, so I'm going to waste their time.
And you got your phone bill, and it was hundreds of dollars more expensive.
Yes, because it turns out if you're on that phone call for longer than, I think, 5 or 6 seconds, it starts charging you because you've accepted the phone call and picked it up.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of extra charges on the phone bill this past month.
Interesting.
According to UMail's robocall index, almost 3.8 billion spam calls were made in February alone. I mean, I get them all the time, and they're like one number different than mine, which is weird because, again, you feel like it might be your long-lost twin brother or something.
Do you pick them up?
No, I hang them up.
Okay, good.
But those you wouldn't get billed for because that's
right.
Domestic.
I pick it. Well, Scuba, when yours come, do they show as domestic or do they show as...
So they've come in many different ways. They've even popped up as South Korea. So I've seen where it's another country because I have a country code. It'll say like +31 or something weird.
And like Russia's called me.
Maybe recently?
Putin. Yeah. Asking.
Well, I don't know, but it shows up as that. It's this weird number and then underneath in small letters it says Russia.
Okay, so your advice, Scuba, is...
As don't do what I do. Don't pick it up and talk to them. There is a hack, though, to get them to stop calling you. If you pick it up and you put it on mute so it's silent, they'll speak. And then eventually, if you say nothing, it goes away. You're off that list.
But then you get billed for picking it up.
No, well, not if it's more than five. If it's less than 5 seconds and you hang up, you're fine.
Sounds like more than 5 seconds to me. Yeah. I'm not risking that. All right, Scuba, that's the pick of it. How do we feel about that pick of it?
Good.
Pretty good.
Feel good.
Educational.
Disappointed. And no one's voting for me. It's getting annoying.
Yeah.
You really want your bit to be picked, huh?
Yeah, and I know that Amy's never going to pick mine, so I know that I'm in trouble.
That's not true, but now he's playing you. Now he's playing you.
I know.
Now he's pushing you the opposite way.
Listen, you know what I do? My brain goes back to, like, I don't know, 2006 when we had Naked Baby on the schedule for, like, years. Mm-hmm. And did we ever get to it?
Yeah, one time finally.
Okay, eventually.
The whole bit was, Lunchbox had sent in a bit years prior, going, I was at the lake, and there was this baby out in the lake, and it was naked. Like, the mom was just, like, a four-year-old just out playing naked in the lake.
I said it was awkward because it was like at Barton Springs where there's a bunch of people. So it's just naked in front of all these people. I was like, is that not inappropriate? And it stayed on there forever. And we gave it like half a second because finally Bobby just wanted to take it off the schedule.
I had it on the list of things to talk about for 3 years.
Yeah. 3 years?
All it said was
and we never
naked
got
baby.
To it. Every day it was on the list to talk about. And just said naked baby.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And then I think we did it right before we moved. Just so we wouldn't just move to a new city
and
with
so
naked baby.
What's this called again? His thing?
Pick a bit. Lunch is this called. Hold on, I have it written down here.
The news.
Has anyone seen me on the news?
So like, first please. She's gonna, like, no, I'm please. Not gonna cave.
Let's
I, has Lunchbox
years.
Seen
has anyone
me on the
seen
news?
Me on the
but
news?
See what I'm saying? That's you gotta bit. Throw her off the jury because she's already admitting no, that she's a tainted juror.
So I wouldn't yeah.
Morgan longer did
than
pick it
baby.
Only because it's been sitting on the list.
Yeah.
To be fair.
But that's better.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So heads up, if you love Doritos, their bags will now have 5 fewer chips inside thanks to inflation. It's called shrinkflation. And it's happening in a lot of food items where you open it up and there's just not the same amount inside. But good news is they're removing things, so you're still you're paying the same price, but you just get less inside.
That's not good news.
No, it's not. Well,
that's the opposite of good news.
Yes.
Well, they're hopeful news. People don't notice the 5 missing chips.
We'll
and
notice.
They still feel like they're paying
I
the same price.
I blame Putin. And not only that, I bet you this was happening anyway, even without inflation.
Oh,
I
you
don't
think?
Feel yes. Eddie, you opened up a bag. There's nothing in it.
No, you're right. It's half air.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
That's called nothing-ation inflation. Right. Invisible inflation. There's nothing in the bag. All right, what else?
So women are shaving their faces and talking about it on TikTok.
You've been doing this for years, Amy.
I know. That's why I was like...
You were gross before gross was cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, 8 years ago or so, I started shaving my face. And now it's getting like... billions of views on TikTok, and I'm like, oh, I should have just made a video and put it up there. And pretty much the big fear around it is for a lot of women is they think that if they do start to shave the peach fuzz or whatever, that the hair will grow back thicker. And dermatologists made it very clear that you're genetically pre-programmed for how your hair is going to grow on your face. So you're good. Shaving isn't going to change a thing. So if you want to give it a go, it can brighten your skin. It can fade dark spots and softens fine lines.
So you're telling me, because I've always thought this, but I haven't heard this come out of your mouth before, that our hair on our face is completely genetically going to do what it's going to do regardless of how many times we shave it.
Yes.
It doesn't grow back any more coarse.
No.
Doesn't grow back double.
No.
Okay. Interesting.
What about the rest of our body?
What, genetically pre-programmed.
Okay.
That's what they say. I don't think that it's going to affect anything. If hair is going to grow there, it's
going to grow
there.
If it was put out on the internet
there.
And you printed it out, I believe it.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is from USA Today.
Okay.
And a kid was riding a zip line in a rainforest in Costa Rica, and he had to stop because a sloth was sitting on the line. So here's the kid and a park employee reacting to it.
Don't worry.
It's a sloth.
Yeah.
What do I do about the sloth?
Don't worry.
Oh, man. Do you just wait?
So they had to wait 15 minutes for the sloth to get off the line.
It's huge, by the way. It's a huge
one. Oh, yeah. He's bigger
than the kid. I've seen a sloth before, an illegal one.
Oh, but you were in Costa Rica. Did you hang out with them there?
Mm-mm. But I saw monkeys just in random trees. I'll be walking. Somebody go, hey, look up. Our guy, like a tour guide, our / security. Like, look up. I'll be like, what's up? What's up there? There's a monkey. No sloths.
Okay, yeah, I've never seen one. But
I have illegally at someone's house.
Mm-hmm.
That's Morgan's favorite animal, right?
Yeah, it is. I got to hang out with some sloths.
At someone's house that you would know.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You don't know who it is?
Oh, wait. Now I think
told
I remember.
You. Off the air,
yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool they have one.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2021, Vernon Jackson, owner of Noble Barber and Beauty in Cincinnati, said, I need to do more to accommodate customers with special needs. Talking about his own shop and also to help kids and other adults with special needs have the ability to go into places and not feel like there's anything different about them. So he gets on social media, he writes, tells a story about people coming into his shop and how he wants to do better. And then he started doing the gifted event, free haircuts to kids with various medical conditions, including autism, Down syndrome, spina bifida, all have to be treated differently. Sounds, visual stimulation, etc. So the gifted event is what led him to meeting Ellison Eubanks. They made a viral TikTok video, and now so many people have been donating money and time, and it's even spread that he's like, I can't believe this all happened just from me getting on social media and going, hey, how can we do this better? Here is a clip of Julie Eubanks, whose son Ellison is a client.
He was just welcoming to him and treated him like a human being, like any other client, and worked with him and followed his lead. And I think that means a lot to any person. And Ellison appreciated that and in turn felt super comfortable with him.
This guy here just trying to make a small difference made a big difference. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks. for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs. And it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
If you have an iPhone, whenever you get on your text message and you open it up, there's a, you know, a little spot in the message you can push down and leave like a voice text, which I do all the time. Been doing it for a year and a half or so. Most of mine are voice text. I keep it quick because I understand no one wants to listen to this. Well, now Amy started doing it and hers are like 7 minutes long.
Oh boy.
And I
it's so much faster than typing.
No, it's not. I peter out in 10 seconds.
No,
because you just go on and on.
But I used to have to type all of that. Now I just get to say it.
You would type all that?
Why haven't I adopted this?
All that. She is Ramble 5000. And you're going to send me a message at some point that's going to be 3 minutes long and I'm not going to get to it.
I know. Just like you won't. You don't get to it even if it's too long and it's written out.
Yeah, I don't get to it if it's too long in person.
You like wrap her up.
Sometimes I send in things like on text that are too long and I'm like, okay, too much text. You didn't even read it. Whatever. I'll tell you later.
I'm okay with the voice text back, but you have to keep it short and sweet.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Amy's Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
If a fire hydrant has H2O inside, what does it have on the outside?
I don't know what.
K9P.
Oh, funny. Dog pee.
That would have taken me a second had you not said that.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny,
Amy.
I was
like, H2, what opposite?
H2O K? Inside, K9P outside.
Got it.
That was the Morning Corny.
I had to struggle with that one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You would have gotten it eventually.
I mean, you sent your dog to a psychic a long time ago.
Yeah, well, I just had her read my dog over the phone. She didn't even have to see her in person. I just had to email her a picture.
Isn't this the biggest waste of money?
The biggest
maybe
scam ever.
Maybe ever.
Let me just say
on
that
all the money wasting stuff we've done on the show, that could be number one.
Right. Let me say at the time, my dog was acting totally crazy. Listen, let me just say that this psychic person works for a very prominent person. In this house, I'm just saying that you wouldn't.
Who also got scammed?
You would not say to this person if you talk to them that they're crazy.
What?
You would.
You're
not.
Right because I don't want confrontation, but behind their back, I would.
Yeah, so did you put the dog on the phone?
Okay, but I'm just saying that like, this is a person that all trust.
Yeah. Okay.
So, listen, I don't know, but I mean, I just wanted to. Hey, to in my mind, it couldn't hurt to try to understand why my dog was acting bonkers.
I bring it up not because I just want to rehash something old, but I hear that you're thinking of rehiring the psychic for your cat.
Possibly.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Why
do you on?
Why it's just
cuz I mean it's been almost a year now since she's joined the family and I don't want to see how she feels, what's going on.
How she feels?
The dog gave us like the dog gave us she was able to tell me things about our family that nobody would know. And the dog was reacting to it.
Do you honest Cara. In your heart believe this person?
I don't know.
No. Honest. I need you to dig down deep. Do you honest in your heart think that this psychic
is able to communicate with these animals on a different level.
Okay, so I
need a yes or no.
Why can't I give you 50-50? Mm-hmm. Why can't I give you, I the pendulum swings from no way, that's crazy, to like, it's possible. Because she told me things where she would not know and my jaw dropped. And again, I wish I could tell you who she works for because it would make you believe her even more.
Someone famous?
Susan yes. Malone?
But just because they're famous, I don't think they're any smarter. Here. I know some really dumb famous people.
You do not. You do not think this person is dumb. You do not. You do not. You do not.
Who
you think
this
person
is
one of the smartest, most successful people in town.
Oprah. In town?
In town.
But they may have so much money, they're just doing it as a gag.
No, they don't even work for them on this level. They use them for this, but they work as like more of like an assistant. Just saying.
But that makes me think, okay.
Nope.
Should Amy hire a psychic for the cat?
Yeah.
No.
No, you don't get to answer. We're asking about you.
Okay.
Eddie.
No. I mean, Lunchbox could go to the house and watch the cat for 5 minutes and probably say as much as this person's going to say.
What is happening on this show?
Like, no, absolutely not, Amy.
Amy has a psychic cousin now that she's getting very closer to nowadays, right?
Well, I mean, I've known her since I was born.
Right, but you're a lot closer to her now.
Yes. We have been reconnected more because, yes, her mom has cancer and it's brought us back together.
Are you believing in psychics more in general, I guess is my question.
That's the thing with my cousin, pendulum swings. Sometimes I'm like, this cannot be real. And then I hang out with her for a little bit and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is crazy.
Why don't you just save some money and have her talk to the cat?
Nice.
Ding, ding, ding.
So smart.
Let me see if she could. Now, her mom's dog.
Oh no, stop.
Okay.
Her mom's dog is a psychic dog.
Psychic dog. Oh my God. I don't know what's happening on this show, guys. I think with that statement, our show just jumped the shark.
Yeah.
I think that was it. We are so out of touch.
Okay.
We have dogs that are psychic now.
Whoa, stop it with we are. Amy's kind of
one person. One person.
I wasn't even saying that, but she met this other woman that talks to animals. And the woman that talks to the animals said, wow, I've never had this happen. I've never met a dog that was
communicating with
psychic
me
before.
Okay.
Listen,
is there
I
any
know.
Chance Amy's, does anyone
mind?
Believe this person can talk to Amy's cat? If so, speak now. Anyone?
Anyone?
I mean, Scuba maybe, no. Right?
Anyone? No?
Yes.
Oh, no, Morgan.
I do. Listen, there's things out there that I don't understand. And I just think it's very possible that this is a reality.
That's what you always say.
What?
That's what you always say.
I don't think.
Say what you say.
She wants you to say it.
Say what you say.
I don't. I told you I don't believe in psychics.
But my cousin has actually nailed some things about you.
Okay. All I'm saying is I don't believe this person is charging $95 to talk to your cat.
Well, I don't know. Hopefully it was cheaper than that. Because I get that that's a ridiculous amount of money.
Go do what you do and let us know how it turns out. But if you're asking if I think it's real, I do not. Can't prove it's not, but I don't think it's real.
Right. But you think there's aliens?
No. Can't show you there is.
I feel like you say there is.
I say the world, it's so vast, we have no idea what's up there. And for us to say that anything is not happening would be ridiculous.
Well, sounds like you could apply that to exactly what's happening
I believe
here.
Amy's cat psychic. I said it. There it is. So Jack White, who you might know from the White Stripes, claims he can recognize any Beatles song from a one-second clip. And they have a ton of songs.
Lots.
One-second clip. And here is a video that proves it.
Boys. Lady Madonna. Annie Birkenstein. Julia. Roll over Beethoven. I'm looking through you.
So that's all he hears and he knows them all.
That's really cool.
So Mike Diaz has put together something. Mike, what do we have here in the game room?
Going to see if you can do this with 90s country. The very first second of the song, if you can identify the song.
First second.
That's what he's doing.
Oh, that's just the first second. I thought they were grabbing just a random second.
First second of the song.
Okay. Are these songs, are they album cuts from the 90s? Or are they songs that we would all know?
You would all know. They're all singles.
1 second of a song.
You can do this.
You can do it.
Yeah, you can.
How many do I have?
We have 12 of them if you want to do that many.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot. Jack White would do it.
I guess it depends on.
I'm not Jack White.
How fast.
All right, let's go. Shania Twain, Any Man of Mine.
Wow.
George Strait, Check Yes or No. Okay, Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee. Hey, give me something hard.
Stop it. Stop
that
it.
One right there was a good
why
one.
Don't you do that?
That was an easy one. Okay, here you go. There's the man. Toby Keith. Should have been a cowboy. Oh, almost got it. Bam, heads Carolina, tails California, Jody Messina.
No, that's not, that's right.
Is it not right?
Bye-bye.
Oh, Jody Messina.
What? That's bye-bye?
Oh, I had the artist. I missed the song.
Dang. I thought you had that, man.
Me too. All right, give me another one. Trisha Yearwood, she's in love with a boy. Yeah. No. Garth Brooks, Colin Baton Rouge. Oh, hold on. That's not Fancy, but that is Reba. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's what that, right?
Bones.
Okay. Ooh, that one almost got me. That almost Jody Messina'd me. Okay, go ahead. Creole Williams, David Lee Murphy, Dust on the Bottle. Sammy Kershaw, She Don't Know Beautiful.
What?
Mm. Kenny Chesney, Don't Blink.
She Got It All.
The Kenny Chesney.
She Got It All.
Wow, that was a tough one, dude.
Mm. All right, one more. I'm a hardworking man. Brooks and Dunn, Hardworking Man. Oh, I went, 11 for 13?
Yeah, I missed
10 two. Out of 12.
Okay.
Same.
There were only 12.
That's still pretty good.
It's really good.
I'm not impressed with myself, but I feel like I didn't embarrass myself there.
Yeah.
It's good.
You did well.
Do you think our listeners think I'm cool or no?
Probably no, cooler. Not. Yeah. No, I think so. Just go with it, Eddie.
Okay. Yeah. They love you, dude.
That's cooler. Wait.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah.
I think you're awesome.
Y'all definitely think Jack White's cool for doing that. Right?
Yeah, but he didn't miss it.
Yeah, he got them all
I know,
right.
But I mean, I'm just saying, like, you, I thought that was cool hearing him do that. So listeners probably do think it's cool to hear you do that.
But would you have gotten all those in the first second?
Most of them.
Oh, good. Okay.
I would
okay,
have.
Okay.
I wouldn't have gotten them as quickly as you, but I would have gotten there.
We just said each one would have been 3 minutes.
Totally.
And we would have sang the whole song. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Morgan is our head of all things digital, social media, and the web. She sits in this same room. She's not always on the air, but she's always here. But she has something she'd like to bring to the studio now. Morgan, what has happened here that you wanted to come on the air and talk about it?
Well, I have a complaint because Lunchbox is very gross.
Okay.
And lazy.
Oh, wow. Right, okay, right, yeah. For it.
What sums him up.
Oh, Eddie, you don't even know why.
Sums him right up.
I don't even know what I did, and Eddie's already like, yeah, okay, what did I do this time?
Okay, Morgan, I'm curious to hear what's up.
Well, water at our studio is like a hot commodity, okay? Like water bottles, everybody brings their own because there are not water bottles here, right? Well, we're sitting in the glass room. Lunchbox apparently had just eaten a donut, and his hands were sticky, and decided to use Abby's water bottle she had sitting, brand new, and use it to pour over his hands to wash his hands in the trash can in the glass room when he could have just walked to the bathroom to wash his hand right down the hall.
So Abby bought a bottle of water.
Yes.
Walked away, and mm-hmm. Lunchbox used that to wash his hands.
Yes. And then he put it back and never told her. So Abby had water gone, and she's like, I don't even know why it's gone.
Lunchbox?
I mean, that's all a true story. I mean, I didn't know anybody was noticing. Look, I had sticky hands from a donut.
Why can't you walk to the bathroom?
There's only
there's
only a certain amount of time when a song is playing that I have time to be in there, eat a donut, and get back in here. I was running out of time, saw some water, and I was like, hey, no one's drinking that water. Let me unscrew the cap.
It was sitting literally where Abby sits.
Yes.
She was not drinking it at that time.
Well, it wasn't in her mouth, but she went to the bathroom.
Okay.
It was unopened, too. This is a brand new water.
Oh, you unopened it? And then Abby came back and was like, why is my water open?
No, she didn't ask me because I was back in the studio.
You unsealed it to wash your hands.
I poured a little bit on my right hand, rubbed my hands together, dried them on my pants, came back in here, did the show. Not a big deal. Not a big deal at all. It's a little bit of water.
She's inconsiderate.
Is Abby still alive? She's still kicking?
Is that how you know if it was okay?
Did you think she was going to die?
No, that's what I'm saying. She's not dehydrated or anything. That water didn't really go to waste.
That's pretty lazy. It's pretty lazy.
I was probably pretty lazy, but it was...
And also, I consider Abby. She paid for that water.
Oh, no, hold on. I thought you were going to say creative thinking. Mm. You saw a problem, and you solved that problem. You're like, what resources do I have? And...
You stole. Morgan, anything
now
else?
I stole. Now I stole.
No, I'm just like... I just want to make sure people realize that the bathroom is maybe 5 steps away. And there's also hand sanitizer in the hallway that he could have used. There's plenty of other options,
hand
but
sanitizer
he chose
does not take away stickiness.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, it will. If you put enough and
hand sanitizer, isn't that on the quarter? Isn't that on the quarter, that quote? Hand sanitizer does not take away sticky.
I'm just telling you.
Oh. What?
So thank you, Abby, for the water.
I don't know what I can tell him.
He is who he is.
Yeah, there's nothing
wrong with it. That's not, he doesn't.
That's not cool. I'm just going to say that's
shady.
Not cool. We'll just leave it at that. That's not cool.
Okay, yeah. So it's like saying Amy's cup, I couldn't just like pour a little piece of ice out of there and use it to wash my hands?
No. While she's drinking out of it right now?
No, like, yeah.
If she gets up and goes to the bathroom and is still drinking it, no.
And you dig your hands in
not
get a
dig.
Piece of ice?
I turn the
it's
cup.
It's not yours, don't touch it. It's not yours, don't touch it.
Yeah, but then some of my coffee would spill out and I'd be irritated.
It's not yours, don't touch it.
Okay, maybe I'll reach in and grab a piece.
Okay. Okay, but this is what we deal with here
what is
in the morning.
He's dirty, gross,
and
what
lazy.
She say, "Oh, lazy. Gross, lazy, and a thief."
Oh, GLT.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Key Largo, Florida. A 31-year-old man was driving with some heroin, cocaine, meth, ecstasy all in his car when he missed his turn. And there's a big sign says "No U-turns," but he had to get there. Whips a Yui, cop right behind him.
Woo-hoo. I mean, that's how he got caught with all those drugs.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It's an illegal U-turn.
Illegal U-turn.
That's like jaywalking when your pockets is full of all that.
Same thing, yeah.
Like, you almost have to be a better citizen to keep from them knowing you're a terrible citizen.
Yeah.
You got to improve in how you're living your normal life so they don't catch you doing your bad life.
And no, most of the time, U-turns are not legal. Most of the
time.
Yeah,
I know. I do a lot.
Yeah, I know. I do too.
I risk it.
I like U-turns.
But not if I had heroin in my car.
Yeah, that's my point.
Right.
If they pull me over, you know what they're going to get? An old Razorback jack in the trunk. Let me see in there, son. Oh, that's like a 1990. What kind of loser still has this? But that's a terrible. No, that's a great story, and I'm glad he was caught.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Coming up to the vending area, we have a whole new center up here with all kinds of food and drinks and just right up the stairs.
I haven't seen it yet. Just heard about it.
And a lot of this, though, is you can just walk into it and grab, right?
Well, it's the honor system. Honor You're system. Supposed to put money down somewhere, right?
But I'm saying it's not in a machine.
Right.
It looks just like a convenience store where you walk in and everything's just laid out. You can grab it, scan it, and then you have this little account card or whatever, and you pay for it.
Account card?
Yeah, it's something you have to like sign up for online.
But someone could walk up there and grab and go without anyone knowing.
Absolutely.
Is that something you're thinking about doing?
Oh, man, I went up there and looked at it,
yeah.
And it is nothing but beauty, guys. I mean, you got good stuff. We're not just talking about the crap in the vending machines. This is real deal, like food that you can actually eat and sustain your body on. And, I mean, there is no one there to monitor it, and you can just get whatever you want for absolutely free.
Are there cameras in there?
That's the only problem.
Yes. There's
cameras.
Oh, yeah.
They have cameras pointed right at it. So
multiples.
So you would get busted, and that's when I realized, nothing for free, guys.
Are we sure they're on?
No.
They could just be their decoy, you know?
Empty boxes, like empty just cases? Ooh.
Oh.
Or just not on, not wired up to
like,
anything.
Is it worth it to put security cameras up and monitor to watch for 99 cent peanuts? Like, from that's your the question that I would
your
wonder.
Employees?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we know the Lunchbox has been thinking about making a move.
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting a little free.
Go do it now, I dare you. Run up there.
There's cameras,
just
guys.
Try
I
it.
Got
just go up there.
No,
just run.
You know, Eddie wants you to take something, right? Do you know why?
He doesn't
because
know
he
why.
Wants me to get fired.
No. Tell
why?
Him.
It's better. Guys, there's a little sign by the cameras that say there's a reward if you report some stealing.
Oh.
So I was hoping that he goes and he's like, oh, just get that bag of chips. I call the number and be like, I'd like to report a theft. He took a bag of chips, checked the cameras at 3 o'clock on Friday. Lunchbox stole. $100 for daddy right here.
Like, where does the number go to Dan?
For daddy?
I mean,
that's
and who
weird.
Does this guy? I mean, snitch, dude. What a punk. You don't want to ride
that's
with
an
this
easy
guy.
Easy $100.
You're not a ride or die.
But how funny is it? They do a reward system for people here at work. Somebody's going to want that $100 and someone's going to report a coworker. That's going to be amazing.
That will be cool.
They should put it on the company email, though, when they report it. That should be it. The send out to all.
Yeah, then they'll never do it.
I haven't been up there. I'll go up there today and look at it. Is it awesome?
Oh, it's so cool, dude.
Next level?
Next level. Like, we need that downstairs. Like, get rid of this vending machine and give us the good stuff.
Okay, we're done. We'll see you tomorrow. We just ran out of time today. Goodbye, everybody.
Happy Independence Day.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Happy 4th of July, y'all. Walker Hayes here. My favorite July memory is probably the year my son Baylor was born. I remember Lenny being pregnant and shooting fireworks all over the place, getting ready for a new baby.
Bobby Bones Show.
Happy 4th of July.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.